Drop it.
Hey, bitches.
Hi, hunties.
Y'all ready for a kiki?
Shut the fuck up. I'm working in here.
All right.
This is a journey led by two super homos.
Adventuring through the dark, scary world of straightness.
Will we actually learn something?
Or just get gayer? We are the Tri-Gays.
Hi, y'all.
Hi, bitches.
I'm Oscar.
And I'm Mono.
And we are gay.
We had so much fun recording the Tri-Gays that we have some bonus content for you.
Yum, yum. Bonus content. Enjoy this Tri-Gays Tuesday treat. You hungry?
Your country breakfast is ready.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Oscar and Mono.
Hey.
Hi, Judith.
What's up?
Hey, so we were having a conversation behind the scenes. We meaning Alex, our engineer, and Cassie, our other producer.
Hey.
We want to know, what is your Mount Rushmore of pop divas? Now, I believe the term is Mount Gagmore.
That's
yes.
Right.
I believe that's more polite.
The gay archaeologists have been calling it that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's hard. Only four.
Only four.
Us, or this is two rep, one mountain to represent them all.
Ooh.
We could do our individual and then do the national.
Okay. Okay.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just each add two to the national one.
Yes.
That's perfect. Just like, okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say right now, we won't find four that we will agree on.
You think?
I know.
And that's okay.
That's okay. Okay.
You know what? That's what makes America great.
That's what makes America great. That's what makes America gay again, for sure. Okay, who wants to go first?
You go first.
Okay, you should hear my four, just out
I
the gate.
I want to hear what your four are.
Here are my four, and I think you're going to be... I don't know how you're going to feel. So, and you know
oh,
what?
God.
I don't care how you feel.
See, now that's queer.
Okay, my Mount Gagmore is Kylie Minogue. It really is Kylie Minogue, unlike some icons that have had a career from the 80s to now.
Madonna.
She never lost touch with the people. Mm. She was always kind to the queers. She evolved. And she shut the fuck up when it was time to shut up.
Mm. Also, she played Cammy in the Street Fighter movie, Camp. And also Camp. The Blue Fairy in Moulin Rouge.
That was hot. Yep. That was hot. I love her. I love her different eras. I love her house moments.
What era are you carving on stone, though, is my question.
Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Uh-huh.
Because that was really when she said, oh, you thought I was doing the locomotion, but I am still a pop princess.
That's right. The train stopped there.
So that's one.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is... Shakira.
Shakira?
Yes, yes. For a million reasons. I mean, she's maybe the most successful.
I'm so sorry. That is the gaggiest gag I've ever experienced. You? A Shakira fan?
I could not. Here's the thing, though. Shakira was incredibly formative to me in middle school. Obviously, she was famous before then, but
yes.
I learned about her when she was having her American moment. Mm. But I live because she not only represents Spanish speakers, she represents Lebanon. And obviously, when she, in Ojos Así, when she was like...
Eyes like that, yes.
I mean, that moment where she's representing all parts of her heritage, I felt very seen.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is really special. Also, I mean, she's also one of the most truly worldwide successful divas, period.
That part.
And the way she brought the nation together with Beautiful Liar.
Her and Beyonce?
Beyonce. Shakira.
No, but I think it's really cool because she did bring like belly dancing to the forefront. And that is so, like, that's really cool for like Middle Eastern folks to be like, oh my God, I'm being seen. And she is like a bridge between you and I. Like, she is from Colombia.
Yeah.
And she's Middle Eastern, like you.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. She's undeniable. I feel very good about that.
And even now, she's having a moment of like reclaiming her power, her feminine power.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
I live.
Wow. I like that.
I live. I can't do it without her. Rihanna's next.
Rihanna.
I love it. Pop excellence.
Mm.
She, you know, you need this doll on the mountain when she said, I don't do music anymore, babe.
Like, that's right.
When
she's
you
a
have
brand.
People begging you to do music and you can't be bothered.
That's true.
That's iconic. she's also like pop. She's R&B. She's just kind of like, she's a genre bender.
She's a Barbados queen.
She's so sexy. She makes me question my heterosexuality.
Okay, now.
Her. And finally, Britney Spears. I mean, I just can't not. I know it's basic, but I can't not have her. I can't. I can't not do it.
Why?
She's basic, but you know, sometimes you need basic. She's the cheese pizza of pop queens. Yeah, it's just cheese pizza, but how can you turn down cheese pizza?
You know what? I live for all of these choices.
Yeah.
They were all very good.
Now tell me your Mount Gagmore. You're proud?
Okay. I am proud of you.
Let's talk.
That's a nation I want to live
yes.
in. I would.
Tell me yours.
Okay, so a lot of these I said before. A lot of these are girls in my dollhouse.
Okay, talk to me.
Starting with Grace Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She would be my, you know, Lincoln. She'd be like the face of my Gagmore, you know? She's, to me, the one who started it all. Brought that androgynous flair to it. Didn't give a fuck attitude. Especially, like, sexist ass people that showed up and, like, shut her down so many times. She refused to let them get under her skin. She was very vocal about her queerness, her bisexuality. Like, there was a part where she did a show with a very famous opera singer in like some country in Europe or something. And he like introduced her and people were booing her when she walked in because they were like, what is Grace Jones doing at an opera show? And then when she performed with him, they all gave her a standing ovation.
Wow.
And to me, if that isn't the queer perseverance that I'm looking for in my everyday life.
I love it.
Hello.
I love
Grace
it.
Grace Jones.
80s icon. She's also
70s, 80s, 90s.
Figurehead of club culture, too.
That's true.
Because she used to perform at underground clubs like the Start Club, which was like a birthplace of MDMA culture, weirdly, in Dallas, Texas.
Interesting.
She performed there regularly. And
she's a queen.
For lack of a better word, she created American club culture. Or she was a formative voice
she
in
was
American
the face.
Club
exactly.
culture.
Exactly. She was a face and a huge
yeah.
face. On Mount Gagmore. Also, she was in the Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special,
okay.
which is truly the gayest moment in televised history.
I like her in Boomerang.
That too, but nothing gayer than her singing Little Drummer Boy in Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special. The other person I'm going to put, Solange. That is my hero.
You love her.
If I can create something like Solange, I would die. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not starstruck by people. If I got to meet Solange Knowles, I would decompose. She to me feels like someone who she really embodies queer perseverance because her sister is like such a huge star. And she was like, for a minute, trying to do what Beyonce did, doing a little pop. You know what I mean? Singing The Proud Family with Destiny's Child. You know what I mean? She did the Soul Angels for a little bit and realized, like, you know what? In order for me to be the star that I am, I need to find a different avenue. I can't compete with my sister. She is God. So she found her way. She let go of that pop sort of mainstream. She sort of has been kicked out because she had a baby really young and people were not living for that. Found her own way, did her research, found a vibe, and then started going in the alt route. Started performing with Of Montreal, started working with Sampha, and then did music, like actual music. And she has made some incredible tracks that to me feels very, it's not like overtly queer, but very queer-coded, you know? And to me, that is incredible. It's what I'm looking for in the sort of counterculture-ness of it all, right? And she embodies that 100%. Solange Knowles is up there. Again, Kate Bush.
Kate Bush.
To me, is a doll.
Work.
I'm so glad that, like, you know, Stranger
she
Things really, like, you know, I've been a fan before. I just want to say that.
She
okay?
loves to point that out.
I'm just saying.
She loves to remind us.
Okay, Rubber Band Girl, y'all need to listen to that track. When is that track going to blow up? Okay?
I don't
know. It's great. She is such an ally. She really fights for queer people. She is strange and weird, and we love her for it. To me, that is queer excellence. Kate Bush, number one. And finally, last but not least, I'm going a little a little international here.
Okay.
I'm going with my homegirl, Gloria Trevi.
Okay.
Who
I've
is
heard you talk about her.
A Mexican pop artist from the 90s, 80s, 90s.
Uh-huh.
Who was, for me, the first experience of someone owning the counterculture, right?
Uh-huh.
She wasn't like this beautiful, like, made-up pop princess.
Mm-hmm.
She was alt. She's like, whatever, I let my hair down. And, like, she was a little grungy. She had, uh-huh. like, rasp in her voice.
Yeah.
And, like, people, she was a voice of a generation. Young kids loved her.
Yeah.
I love Gloria Trevi. She's incredible. I love her for it. She should be up there. That's my Mount
Wow. Gagmore. I'm jealous now. Now I don't have any room for any Greek or Arabic divas.
Well, it's
I have
on
Shakira.
You.
But if you want to talk about Greek pop stars, I mean, Anna Vissi, Katy Garbi, Elena Paparizou.
Yes!
I mean, which, you know, Eurovision.
Of course.
There's no room.
There's okay. no room.
There's no room. But now we need to define our national, the one for everyone.
The one for everyone.
The one that represents everyone. What is this Mount Gagmore?
All kinds of queers. Okay.
I'm just going to start and say one.
On the count of three, we'll say one.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Beyonce.
Madonna. Oh.
Okay. I think they both go. I think they both go.
They both go. They all fit. It's like the all-encompassing. You know what
I mean?
Yeah. It does hit two levels of basic.
It hits. Look, they're popular.
They're popular.
And
they're
to
popular.
Be popular sometimes, unfortunately, is to be seen as basic.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's so unfair to put them in the same category. It's so unfair. It's so unfair.
Why?
I mean, look, they're both some of the most successful artists in the world.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. So why would it be unfair to put them in the same category?
I mean, it's rude to say Beyonce's just like Madonna. It's rude. It's rude.
Well, we'll put her like above Madonna. You know, she'll take the northern space.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine.
Do you know your next one? I know who I'm going to say, and you're going to disagree.
I'm going to disagree. Oh, God, I'm not going to hate. I think I know who you're going to say. I'm going to say it. We're going to say it at the same time, but I'm going to say what you think.
No,
you're
don't
say.
Do that.
Yes. Don't. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Whitney.
I knew it.
Whitney.
I fucking knew it.
Whitney.
Oh, God.
You can't deny Whitney.
Oh, God.
She is the Michael Jordan of voices. You can't deny.
But I'm not saying the best singer. If there was the best singer, she would be up there.
I thought it was my opinion.
What makes her a diva? A queer icon.
She's one of the best voices we've heard.
Girl, that doesn't...
No one has surpassed her. No one has surpassed her in terms of voice. That's queer culture. No one has done that.
Okay.
No one has done what she's done with the voice.
That's so funny to me. I would not put Whitney Houston up there.
I think I would put
Mariah Carey up there before Whitney Houston.
I want to dance with somebody.
Okay.
So who's your next one?
I would say Britney Spears.
So you think Britney is on the national
one? I think on the national one, yes, Britney would be up there.
Yeah. And notice who we did not say? Christina. No one
Why
said,
are you?
And here you are trying to push for Christina at the beginning of this episode, and yet
I'm
you did
me.
Not say her.
I'm just saying.
And yet you say her.
Can you just be
and now,
quiet
can
for
I
a
finish?
Second?
Can I finish?
Can I start? Can I start?
Go ahead. Act a fool.
I think.
Go ahead, embarrass yourself.
These are.
Embarrass yourself.
Or if we're talking national, I'm not going to argue that Britney Spears is a bigger icon than Christina. I would be dumb to do that. Of course, Britney Spears is a bigger gay icon than Christina is.
Then why did you waste our time talking about Xtina?
I'm just saying that I want some justice for Xtina.
It was a waste of
you
our time.
Are stupid. It's not
it was
a waste.
A waste
it's not
of
a
our
waste.
Time.
It's not a waste because I do want justice for Xtina, okay?
And yet, she is nowhere to be found on your mountain.
I'm not going to put her in the national Gagmore. I wouldn't put Whitney. I would chisel Whitney Houston.
Can I talk?
I would chisel Whitney Houston out.
It's like
and
you're
put
saying
Mariah Carey in.
She's my best friend. Did you invite her to your birthday party? No.
That's not it
no.
at all.
No.
If only four people are invited, that's a sad birthday party. Fine.
But thank you.
I'm gonna let you have Whitney. I'm gonna let you have Whitney, but just so the record shows, I would have put Mariah Carey on there.
Sure. She's great. Mm. I think that's all the time we have for today.
This could be its own podcast.
This could go too long, but podcasts can't be that long.
No. They can't.
They cannot. Till next time, we're the Try Gays.
The Try Gaze is hosted by Manu Agapian and Oscar Montoya.
Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Judith Cargbo.
Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar, and our audio engineer is Alex Gonzalez. This is an Earwolf Presents production.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelo, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquise Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.